Easy.
It's up here. She's a little.
South Six.
Yeah, South Six. And.
Goes from K to.
Okay.
Fifth. Actually, it's a pretty good one. This is whole area.
Goes from K to the public.
Yeah, it's the whole area, all the way.
Yeah, it goes from K to the public works from Fifth Avenue all the way back to.
Yep.
That's from Fifth Avenue, right?
Yes, that's correct.
There's from Fifth.
K south of public works.
From K, yeah.
Fifth to Seventh.
Right, so it's that whole area back there. Specifically because we've been putting the S in front of colleges and schools, the only thing I would suggest is putting the S in front of number three, colleges and schools again.
Correct.
You know, again, a good example of that is if they wanted to have like a school, you know, there may be requirements in terms of loading and unloading your children and, you know, just this, that sort of stuff, so. Okay, that's RA1. The next one then is RA1A.
Now, home occupations, isn't that odd that they put that in?
Yeah.
Number five.
Home occupations is RA13-1.
Which is basically anything.
Home occupation shall mean an occupation for gain or support conducted only by members of the immediate or extended family residing on the premises, providing use conducted entirely within a dwelling which use is clearly incidental and secondary to the use of the dwelling for dwelling purposes and does not change the character thereof, and provided that no article is sold or offered for sale except such as may be produced by members of the family residing on the premises.
So who wrote that?
Sounds to me like multi-use.
No display of products or nor any advertising of any nature shall be visible from the street.
Yeah, that raises an interesting point. As I look at RA1A, there's also that, you know, home occupations is defined as a permitted use. But in all the other districts, we didn't have home occupations, even though there's residential in all those other areas, B1, B2 district, and things like that. What we may want to do is, if we're going to have a home occupation language as a permitted use in all the RA districts, we should also have that same language in the business district.
I'm still perplexed with this home occupation defined as.
That was the definition.
Didn't tell me much.
I mean, the way I look at it, somebody's trying to run a selling shop or doing alterations or something from their house.
But it didn't sound like you can sell or there was no financial gain. Or did I miss something?
No,
unless they're making it on the premises, basically what it comes out to. That's what it just said.
But you can't advertise, you can't put a sign up, you can't do any of that stuff.
So word of mouth, people can flock to your house.
Like the photography guy over there is probably.
Well, that was brought up by the council, the photography.
Okay.
However, it clearly says that you can't advertise, so that sign shouldn't be there, according to this. For a home occupation. Now, if he's in a district, I think he's actually in it.
He's in RA3.
He's in RA3.
Well, if he's a business, then he has to conform to the business.
He has to pay taxes.
You gotta make a profit before you say that.
I think I agree about that. If you're gonna have home occupations in the residential, and we have residential in all the B districts, why we should have it everywhere?
It's just sloppy language. So, mm-hmm. All right. So for the B1, B2, B3, and B4 districts, for the permitted uses for each one of those that we've talked about. As well as for the, RB1? The RB1 district. We're going to add language to the permitted use for all those things. B1, B2, B3, B4, and RB1. We're going to add language that reads...
Home occupation.
home occupations as defined in section 19-1.
All right, 19-3, what was it?
It's the language for all those permitted uses. It's going to be permitted use in these from those business districts. Home occupations as defined in section 19-1.
19-1, okay.
And that's just to be consistent with everything. Okay, we're looking at RA-1A residential. Most of the ocean permitted uses, single family dwellings, home occupations, accessory building to permitted uses, provided no accessory building shall be rented or occupied, and that the accessory building shall be constructed at the same time of falling construction of the main building. I guess that would be for the little gazebo type of things. Non-commercial recreation facilities such as clubhouse, swimming pools, tennis courts. Everybody happy with that one? RA-2, this is section 19-152. This is funny how the language is.
Yeah, this is talking about a quiet, low density.
But then they have home occupations, but here they're defining that it can only be on one floor. So it's a little more strict.
Oh, really?
Okay. Are there any churches in RA-2?
So the church on 6th Street?
She said so. It's a little bit here.
I'm sorry, RA-2. Okay, so there are existing churches in the RA-2 district. This is RA-2. Okay, so again, it has the same sort of thing. Again, I would recommend that we put a special use permit under colleges, schools, public libraries. Okay, so we're going to put an S under number 5 in section 19-152.
I've got RA-2 up here now.
But that doesn't even put it on a fourth picture. That's just this. Yes. Okay. So we're going
to put it in special. Where?
Special use permit under college.
I'm separate it. Yeah, we've been doing that. Change your seats.
Yeah. And we're going to leave in customary home occupation.
Yeah, it looks like we're allowing that, but it's even more restrictive because it says it can only be engaged and can't be more than one floor.
Yeah.
So it's actually a little more restrictive than the other one. Okay, go on to RA-2A, residential district. Permitted uses. I guess we're not going to allow people to do it in their home now.
Nope.
Do what in their home?
Yeah. All right, I would recommend just to be consistent that in section 19-167, now again, this is less dense. Do we want to have the same language as in...
RA-2A is our official name.
In your RA-2, the keys.
RA-2A.
You're not giving them a
RA-2A. That's okay, the keys are RA-2A also.
Yep.
Special names. Right there.
I'm in RA-2A, that's interesting.
What
are
you in section area?
Do you work out of your house?
Yeah.
We'll have to change that time.
We better change that. I'm going to have John over there at my door tomorrow. All right, so I would recommend that for RA-2A, that that for RA2A, do you want to have language that just simply says home occupations as defined in section 19-1? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to have it more restrictive sounding as in the RA2, which is customary home occupations, can't exceed more than one floor of such occupation, engaged only by residents on the premise.
Well, you got a lot of stuff on four pages of building works there.
The definition you read, isn't that pretty restrictive?
Home occupations?
Yeah. As far as advertising and stuff like that, it's whatever. You can't put a sign up.
So this is kind of redundant, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't advertise any building.
All right, so recommendation is that under 167, permitted uses under the RA2A, that we add home occupations as defined in section 19-1.
Yes.
Okay. And everything else? Okay. Now we go to a section I've never heard of, RA2T.
That's just something that
I've tried.
Oh, that's right. That's when we...
That's
when we acquired RA2T.
Yeah, according to what we were talking at that time.
And that goes down.
You've got about this one.
North Carolina states you have to have some sort of zoning that allows you to know them.
Right.
But I'm tearing it down.
Okay.
And if you don't, somebody else will. I'm a state, man.
Well, we have a couple. We have quite a few.
There's quite a few down here that have been there for 40 years. Yeah.
That also has some very high-end homes, too, back in that
area. Yes, it does.
On spot. Okay, the permitted uses, I mean, we've seen this language before. Churches, colleges, again, put an S in front of colleges. Or this is under section 19-177, number 6. Put an S for special use permit for colleges, schools, public libraries. This district does allow engineers, lawyers, architects to have, that's in the residence, that's interesting. That's kind of redundant again, that's a home occupation. Mm-hmm.
It is. So, should we just change 3 to say home occupation and be consistent?
I wouldn't have any problem with that, be consistent.
I'm fully for it.
Okay, is there any objection to crossing out number 3 and replacing, actually number 3 and 4, right?
Correct.
Number 4 excludes things like beauty parlors.
And you have to start changing the zoning, but that up here, that's it. Everything will change.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, bear that in mind.
You just want to leave the way it is then?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, well, let's leave the way it is.
Okay.
Because it is more restrictive.
Now, I don't care what changes, I'm just saying that.
That's a good point.
You have to change the wording that if something exists, then you have to have a public hearing.
Right. Well, I'm sure we have to have public hearing on this.
Yep.
For substantial means. So the only change to 19-7177 is to put the S in front of number 6, colleges, schools, public libraries. Okay, RA-3. This was interesting. RA-3. This is allows apartments, tourist homes, guest houses, boarding houses.
And RA-3 is just what? Atlantic Avenue, that's it?
No.
What is RA-3?
Okay, so you got Atlantic?
Atlantic Avenue.
It starts from B1 district, ends on Atlantic Avenue. It says 2 blocks right there, down to Elm Avenue.
And then it splits 3rd Street. It goes all the way down to E.
I mean, that's really a good business district, so I don't know why they're calling it RA.
Maybe they have a normal business district. Maybe you have a section.
That's where Darwin's by the Sea is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I think you got a...
And you got the small hotel. What's the name of that on the
other side?
Cure Keys, yeah.
And then where B1 ends south of K Avenue, RA3 starts right there between 4 Fisher Boulevard.
Oh, you're right, yeah, okay.
So
And it goes all the way down, so all goes all the way down Fort Fisher, so it is a pretty good commercial. I don't know why I didn't call it B district.
Because that's where Moran is.
Yeah, you've got a whole bunch of things going on.
Yeah, Atlantic.
In fact, it's even down on the beach. See, the RA4, the pier is RA3.
No, it's not.
No, why isn't that the business district on that side, John?
It's pier.
The what?
Why isn't it the business district on that side?
What are you talking about?
Where,
That's RA3 right there where that is.
On that side of K.
Yeah, the B1 extends from J to L.
Okay.
Right, I looked at the wrong one.
Okay.
But you have that whole stretch down there around Fort Fisher going down, so you got a lot of potential hotels.
And then further on down is RA3A, down there where Ocean Dunes and the rigging.
But you go through RA4 also.
Yes.
You go down E Avenue right there.
Okay, the only thing I would recommend is, now this, by the way, does have the home occupation language in it. Again, the only thing I would recommend here is for number 6, number 8, and number 9, we put the S in front of those. Number 5, number 9, and number 8.
And 6, public building. I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure what that is.
Would that be a municipal building?
That's how I would see it.
So it's 5, 6, 8, and 9?
That's a huge, that area is such a huge potential for mixed use and stuff like that. Yeah. There shouldn't be more business allowed in that district.
I even would question boarding houses, guest houses. You know, that's the same as hotels, isn't it? Yeah. They got 7021, though. What's it heck? 7021.
There is a suggestion, actually, that this may be too restrictive. Is that that's your suggestion? Is that we allow more business activities there?
I think most for the aged, for children, okay.
I mean, if you look at it as going to say that many blocks north, you've got the B2 going all the way to the end.
Yeah, if you look at that, you'd be looking down 3rd Avenue, that's totally residential coming that way. And you have Fort Fisher Boulevard, since we don't divide blocks in another, those streets or valleys.
This is bizarre zoning, I have to admit. Usually zoning like runs down commercial streets, and then the residential behind it is a different, like, residential zoning. This is really interesting.
We're still able to use a street for 5 minutes. So the whole block, even that at 3rd Street, is probably all residential.
Normally what they would do is they would take this B district up to there, and then back here would be residential.
Just split it right up.
Yeah, that's how they would do it.
Well, they were accommodating someone at the time.
Yeah, they were always, you know, it seemed like they built this around existing structures. Yeah.
Oh, totally. That's what it's definitely done.
Might I suggest this? What time is it now?
20 after 8.
8:20.
If we want to, I think you raised kind of an interesting issue under the RA3, whether we should allow other businesses. If this is too restrictive. Is that what you're suggesting? Is that?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's ideal for mixed use of all those things. Right now it's hotels, we don't get any of that development coming in.
This, we have two more, RA3 and RA3A to talk about. Want to finish this up tonight or do you want to hold?
We're talking about RA3 now.
Right, and then there's only one other district after that we haven't talked about.
Well, there's RA4 next.
Oh, it's RA4.
We got RA3A to talk about RA4.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
You can always just think about what you're not going to add to it if you do want to add something to it.
Okay.
Let's just keep going.
All right. So we're going to add the S to 5, 8, 9, and for number 2 also, because as you said, it could involve a retirement home or things like that too. So we're going to add an S for 2, 8, 9, and 5. And then we'll come back and think about it, maybe without actually voting, just hold an abstention or table that come next week if we want to have.
But it's a copy of what we've done, if you want to look at it.
Right.
RA3A, permitted uses. That looks pretty residential.
That's for the museum, is that right? Yeah, because you have Camp White and all that, but they got down where the museum and stuff is down there.
Funny, because museums aren't allowed there.
We allow museums in other parts.
What museum?
Is the Fort Fisher museum?
It's not part of the zoning, no.
No, that's not part of the zoning?
It doesn't get that far, okay.
No, sir.
Because it.
That's ETJ of ours, but it's not our zoning.
Okay.
I see Ashton Dunes, and then I see the Riggins right there.
Right there.
It ends at the Riggins.
So RA3A is the Riggins?
It's across the street from the Riggins, yeah. And it comes Ashton Front down there.
Okay, so that's.
So it's all residential or hotels?
It starts where the base ends, except for RA1A is on one side of the street. RA3A is on the other. Ashton Front.
Then it takes up again.
So it's basically the Riggins.
Well, that would be the north, too.
The parking lot.
Oh, it's way down here, too.
Yeah.
There's another way down the end.
Okay, right now it just allows residential and hotels. And none of it really needs a special use permit.
Yeah, let's go to 5 anyway, so what can I think about?
Okay, last one, RA4. Permitted uses.
North side of Davis Road.
And residential or hotels and motels?
North side of Davis Road. It's missing the word RA4.
North side of Davis, how far?
Goes up to.
Goes all the way up to the.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
So you could put hotel and motel on that.
Right.
And then residential, that's all.
So there's more to RA4.
Mostly residential now, isn't it?
And it also says housing for seasonal tourists.
Where does it say that?
In purpose of RA4, the second sentence. It's part of the first sentence.
Oh, for the purpose?
Yeah.
But the uses are only.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess people can rent.
How's the house and hotels?
Yeah. People can rent. Yeah. All right, I don't see any changes to that. Anybody?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. The only other thing that we had talked about is a paragraph, and I mentioned it before, but I'll go ahead and mention it again. And this would be added to section 19-79. Okay, so this would be added as a second paragraph to section 19-79, and I'll go ahead and read this again. This is copied from some other things. But it says, more than one permitted use can be located on a particular site or within a particular building. All uses on a particular site or within a particular building must be permitted. If a use is not on the permitted use table, then it is prohibited. In addition, the permitted use table also identifies specific uses within a particular SIC code that may be prohibited. Okay. If a proposed use cannot be classified into a normal SIC code, the senior zoning administrator, do you want to recall something else? Okay, the senior zoning administrator shall classify it with the use.
Zoning czar.
Shall classify it with the use in the table most similar to it. If the senior zoning administrator should determine that a use is not listed and is not similar to a use in the permitted use table, then said use is prohibited. A business in operation may not add another use to their existing operation that is not permitted. Okay, so what this does is it allows somebody to have a store that has multiple uses, if they're all permitted, but if their primary use is permitted, they can't have another use in it that is not permitted. So this is language that cleans up all that.
Where are you proposing to put that?
In section 17-1, district regulations, because that talks about the zoning map and permitting uses.
19-79.
19-79. And I've got this typed out too.
We have it in the minutes from a previous meeting.
Yeah, it is. It's from a previous meeting.
Right. Where we actually agreed to that, but I thought I'd bring it up again. Okay, is there anything else on the zoning?
What's the matter?
It's that senior title you gave.
Yeah, I know.
It's too much to change the liberal building inspector.
That's what I was thinking.
Too much responsibility. He's going to ask for a raise, I'm sure.
No, we've got 1982 talks about the special use permit. The only thing I was thinking is we might want to put some sort of. We're marking the special uses with an S with parentheses. I mean, should we put something in there?
Don't we have something?
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
maybe under 1982 special use permit, say any permitted use that has a S and apostrophes.
Okay.
So, special use, I don't know.
Yeah, under section 19-82 under special use permits, there's that first paragraph that says ends with connected with each special use. Permitted uses in each zoning district that requires a special use permit is identified with a parenthesis S. Mm-hmm. Parenthesis S.
Where are you putting that?
That's right at the end of that first paragraph on 19-82.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, we can make a motion to approve this tonight, or do you want to people want to think about for a bit?
I think about that.
Okay.
I don't want to change the zoning in addition.
I don't think there's any real pressing need for us to finish this tonight. We can certainly put this off. We've accomplished an awful lot tonight, actually.
And we can review what we've done.
Right. Once we get it.
Okay. So is there a motion to table this until next meeting?
I make a motion to table until next meeting.
One second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Back to the agenda.
That's how I am.
I know, so I'm just wondering about this revision. Well, this is currency 142 of 2011. I was given when you look at mine, it's 2007. I was given this. So this was old.
I was wondering if we had to run for missing something out here.
Well, you passed for 3 months in a row, so I'm going to make sure it's done now.
Okay. No, what we were talking about, what was given to us
upgraded versions
are all just printed off from
the upgraded off computer, too. Is there room for error in that?
No, I know that Nancy's been doing a lot of work updating all of that.
Okay.
So there should not be any errors. I'm not saying there's not.
Well, yeah.
She has been working diligently to make sure everything's been updated, so I know that for a fact.
Then we're going to strip you of that SAR title.
Okay.
All right, any new business? Last time we had a new business, the Sandman property, which has now disappeared from our agenda. Is there any follow-up information for new business?
Council at the December meeting directed us to get the surveyor to delineate where the easements were going to be located and go ahead and draft that up. And so that's kind of where it's at right now. What they're going to do from here on out, I don't know.
Any other new business?
This is not necessarily new business, but it's not a member of it. But when I was reading out of the Gazette, if I read it correctly, we advertise our meeting starting at 7:30. We start at 7.
don't know.
Maybe we should check on that.
Just if we have somebody, when you come to our meeting, they'll be 30 minutes late, possibly.
Yeah, we used to start at 7:30.
They used to start at 7:30, and then you all got them set, moved to 7, so, you know, so it's late at night.
Yeah, we've been meeting at 7 for a long time.
On the website, it says 7:30, so we need...
No, in the Highland Gazette, when it advertises the meetings.
Oh, okay.
In the Highland Gazette.
They're probably just going by the old one.
Yeah.
Just get on Highland Gazette, tell them to get their act together.
Well, it might be something we should look at, we did have a meeting here or something, that, you know, that's something we're looking for.
Any other new business? Member items, the only item I have is I believe the council's having a retreat on January 19th, and the chairman of the various commissions and committees have been invited. I plan on going. It may be on a day that I teach, and if it is, I've got 3 classes, so I probably can't attend, but I'll find that out tonight. I guess the issue is, again, capital expenses. I think what we talked about last time is the only real capital expense that we can think of is that if we do form-based planning, there may be a need for a consultant somewhere down the road to be able to, you know, help us with that. And there really wasn't any other capital expenses. We talked about obviously trying to vary the cost of the engineering study to look at varying the power lines. Is there anything else that we should bring up as the P&Z Commission at the January 19th meeting?
Not that I can think of at this moment.
I just wanted to say that it's open to the public, it's not.
Right. It is open to the public.
I do. Something needs to go on the agenda for next month, yes. Had a property owner call me that had over 100 duplex. And remember we changed that a couple of months ago and decided not to talk about that?
Yeah.
Turning a condo into a townhouse?
Yeah.
Well, they've got an over under and they want to turn it into a townhouse. So they've sent me an email requesting such and forwarded to the mayor also. So I don't know if you'd like to wait on council to instruct y'all to look at that again, or would you like to just go and put it on your agenda?
Is this I want to ask a couple questions about this because this is an issue that I saw on the paper.
Yes, very important.
And a very important issue.
Financing.
With the financing and everything else. If this is only a guise to allow him financing or something, might have a problem with that, but I don't know.
That's the underlying main push for it.
In fact, that's the reason we even looked at it.
That's correct.
Right. You know, so here we are doing the same thing that we just went through.
Well, we changed it around for side by side. We didn't change it for over under.
Do we have a lot of
now we're going to have...
Well, we had talked about it, and we decided not to address it at that time because it was kind of, we were having a hard time figuring out how we were going to separate the parcels.
Then we're talking about airspace and everything else here?
Yes.
I mean, you know, this is getting a little far afield, I think, my own feeling.
And I think that's why we excluded...
I mean, every 3-story house could be converted into something like that.
No, good.
Well, there's some over-unders on...
You start allowing it one place, and it's going to be...
There's some over-unders on South 4th also.
There's over-under at 603rd and K, it's one of the calls. Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay.
There's one on close to 3rd and 3rd and G also. Took the houses out. And there's some on 4th.
So what did we do with the deal is we basically deeded the property underneath?
Right, and that's where we ran into problems. We couldn't figure out how to do it the right way, and we decided we just wanted to go ahead and shoot forward with what we had at the time. That's the way I remember it.
Yeah, you know, I think that what we had talked about, because there's a deeding process that has to take place, that in an over-under, how can you deed...
You know, land below it.
The land below it.
Don't touch below
within
it.
An over-under. I think you had mentioned, well, maybe the garages.
Well, you're talking about airspace and all that other kind of hooey. So, you're opening up a can of worms there bigger than...
Well, say this way, don't get them to say something to us.
Well, I really feel that we owe the property owners due diligence to research and figure out if we can put something in there.
Well, what I would suggest then is that we add it as an agenda item on the P&Z for our February meeting. But we had a long conversation about this.
Yes, we did.
And so we need to make sure that we have the minutes from that conversation. Because I think we had even extended into 2 or 3 different meetings, and we had We do. I mean, very lengthy conversations about this.
Need to look in June, July, and August.
And we should forward that to Hope, so he thinks about it.
And I knew when we started to alter it there, we were going to be running into the same darn thing down the line.
I think it was right.
And you open up the door, and here comes the flood.
Well, we did too, Barry, but I mean, if you...
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Open it up even more and more? When are you going to stop the line?
Well,
well, I mean, if it can be done legally, it's okay. If we don't put ourselves on the line, we're creating...
Next every three-story house will want to be cut up into duplexes. I mean,
we might check the Roxelvation company, see if they got any issues.
I think what you should pass on to both the council and the homeowner is that was extensively discussed by the P&Z, and we rejected the idea, and it was. I mean, we voted and we rejected the idea of the over-under separation of town, but that we were willing to reopen.
I explained that to them, and I said, you know, part of the reason we stopped talking about it is because we knew we had a minimal number of them, and so we tried to push this through first, and if need be, we look at it later. So that's what I thought.
Well, it was broader than a minimal number. We actually had, I think, a very good theoretical discussion, a legal discussion of the problem.
But I'm just saying we don't have very many of them in Cherry Beach, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think we need to pull up the minutes for that conversation.
It's also nice to...
I'm afraid you're going to open up a big can of worms, because once you allow these in this area, you're going to see them in a lot of other lots, okay? Yep. There's no doubt in my mind that once you allow these here, you're going to be seeing other people apply for the same sort of buildings and condominiums in other areas in the town.
Well, we allow over-under condominiums. It's transforming that over-under condominium to a townhome definition. That's what we're talking about.
It's already a separate unit.
They're already allowed. It's just changing how they're deeded. As a condo or a townhouse.
Right. So remember, we went through a whole process.
Well, then this, if that's all they're trying to do, is they're trying to meet the banks, is what they're
that's
trying
exactly
to do.
That's exactly
okay?
Right. Yes.
So I don't know whether we should be an accomplice.
Right. That was the reason we had
to that.
But that was the reason we did side by sides.
I would suggest that we put it on our agenda and have a healthy conversation next meeting with the minutes of, because this is exactly what we talked about extensively. So.
Also, a good point Adam just brought up. The last person's attorney did a lot of the paperwork, I'll say.
Exactly. He's doing a lot of the cost.
So this guy should get involved too then.
Well, that was volunteered to him. You know, I don't know if.
You can, you know, let's put it on the agenda. Let's put it on the agenda and let's invite. I mean, he can be in the meeting, so go ahead and invite him.
I mean, he's a volunteer. We just got lucky there. I mean, if it's identified as a problem in town, then it's something that the council directs us to look at, but we can't have somebody else provide an attorney for us. That's what Holt's here for.
Well, right.
That's why we're here.
We need to look at the minutes because we have the attorney here, and the attorney kind of agreed, if I remember, with our taking out the over-under. He originally suggested, and we as a, you know, again, it may not have been unanimous. I know I kind of feel a little bit differently. But
I'm going to try to get a hold of the paperwork. See, I actually wrote it down. Remember when you originally brought us an ordinance?
Right. And we struck that part of it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find that and read through it. But yeah, definitely.
All right, are there any other member items? Do you have
something? You know, I was going to bring it up last meeting and I forgot. I don't know how we want to do this with council now, because council elects people to the board now, to the commission.
Right.
And every year we review whether you want to stay on as chair, whether you put another chair or another vice chair. So does council want to review that, or what do we want
to
do?
Well, council don't have anything to do with that. That's what the chair.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's internal.
You want to stay on?
If somebody else wants to do it, I'll certainly step down. But
we should know. We should officially make that.
But I'll be glad to continue.
I'm vice chair.
Yeah. So we'll continue
as is. Yeah, I mean, do you want to be the chair? Tell them
that I would like our current positions to stay as they are.
And
Any second? We have a second? Okay.
Who's the second?
Oh.
I did.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm Sergeant Amaro, we got it under control, right?
We got it.
Okay, anything else?
Very good.
German, is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Now, Ann, you cannot have a taser.
Who's second to adjourn?
I think Tim did.
Okay.
We accomplished it.
I'll have to go through and pull them.
We need to make sure that we got a really clean thing on the sign ordinance. Do I need to work with you or?
Oh, thank you. Look at all this.
Okay. On the side.
It's this one right here.
We are going to go off of what we have so far.
This is what was given to us last time.
Right.
Okay. So we need to make sure. We need to make sure we have this. Exactly this. That's got to be changed to 12.
Yep.
Okay. This is Nancy.
I guess we killed it. I'll talk to Nancy. It didn't kill me.
But we're adding this thing.
That will be in a minute.
Okay.
The one in my arm, I wouldn't take it out.
I'll talk to you.
Then I will do this.
I'll talk to Nancy about this. Make sure this is cleaned up.
We fax him.
I'll do that tomorrow.
The x-rays now. He just looks at them.
Okay.
Excellent. Take care.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.